And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to
the sign language portion of the podcast.
Yes. We already introduced ourselves, so welcome.
If you can't tell, you should really run your fingers over the bumps again.
Yeah. Anyways. Anywho.
Do you think any blind person has ever learned sign language?
Yes.
Yeah? Name five.
You said any one person.
Helen Keller.
I said name five.
Helen Keller.
How'd she even tell people her name? She was both blind and deaf.
Hey, I'm Helen Keller.
I don't know.
I'm confused by that.
I don't know.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, I'd rather get off that subject because I don't want hate mail.
Because we get so much mail.
I haven't checked it in
I'd months. Even like hate mail. That'd be neat.
Hate mail?
Yeah.
So you can email them back, hey, fuck
no,
you.
No, so we can talk about them on
the
there.
Podcast.
Yes. Oh, we can print off emails and read them?
Yeah. Like, well, we got this hate mail.
Dear scumbag, I hated how you dissed Helen Keller.
Right?
Don't hey, you I know she's on our state quarter?
Hey, I wonder if anybody's noticed our gamertag.
A state quarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't remember
well,
the state
okay,
quarters?
Okay, okay, yeah, okay.
She's on the quarter?
I get
or
it now.
What, it was Alabama or something?
I don't know.
Was she really?
Was she really?
Yeah, she was on the quarter. It's Helen Keller.
I did not know that. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Helen Keller's our hero.
Welcome to a Three Bro Gamers podcast.
Brought to you by Next Frontier Entertainment.
For all your gaming needs.
For all your gaming needs. Nope.
The next
I
big
think
thing in a
complete waste of your time.
There we go.
Well, of our time, too.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
We'll plan on making money eventually.
We're not only wasting your time, but ours.
Hey, I'm on a financial plan right now.
You are?
Yes.
A financial plan.
I plan on retiring and being a millionaire by 50.
Get on that.
Yep. I only got 22 years. 20.
Your
math
27?
Is not
I mean,
right.
Sorry.
You're 27?
I have 27 years.
There we go.
Sorry, my
that
bad.
That makes more sense now.
Al's financial plan was put together by Al.
Three bro gamers.
What are you talking about? I'm going to be a two-millionaire.
A two-millionaire.
Got an extra 5 years or whatever. I'm going to be a two-millionaire.
I still love your wall of root beers.
My wall of root beers?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so pretty the, impressive.
What
His
is
beers
the,
of root?
The best one? On the left side? The
yeah.
Boylan? Boylan?
I don't know.
Where's it from?
A store.
That place.
Thank you so much.
I paid for it.
That's well, good.
That's what you're concerned about.
Something in my sock.
It's probably a foot.
It's a fuzzy.
Well, anyways.
Sorry
for our
he had no
our absence.
Absenteeism?
Our absence for the last month.
Well, we've been on college break.
Yeah. Take breaks like state colleges for a month.
Yep.
Well, we had to get our shit together.
And by our shit together, we mean not change anything.
Yes.
By our shit together.
We,
Well, we did. We did upgrade our...
We, yes, so we...
Our podcast host.
Yes, we
simply
did.
Simply so that we could put more podcasts on the air.
And
then we waited
ones.
Like 2 weeks before we actually did
we,
one.
We had to practice.
Yes.
We had to practice.
By practice, I mean not do anything different.
Yes, and we also upgraded some of our equipment, like my Xbox, so that way I can game with all you guys.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, yes, by the way, everybody, if you are playing online and you see anybody with the gamer tag 3BG...
That's us.
That is us, and friend us, and just have a good time.
We might accept your friendship.
If we deem you worthy.
Yeah.
You just gotta let us know that you heard us online, though.
You gotta know our names.
Yes.
For example, our names could be, but not necessarily are, Joseph, Alan, and Miguel.
Wow, there's only one right name in there.
I said not necessarily correct.
Wait, which one's Miguel?
You.
Just because it's a Mexican name and I look Mexican.
I didn't say it, you did.
I was thinking it.
Is that a self-racist thing?
Yes, it was.
Was he the only one thinking that?
I don't know. I wasn't.
I wasn't either.
I was thinking I could be Miguel.
Why would you say Miguel then?
He wanted to be Mexican.
Miguel. If there was a white, is there like? No, I don't want to even go there.
White guy named Miguel.
Yeah.
Well, there's black people named Joseph.
Well, yeah, but that is a black name.
But I think, are there white people that have black names?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre.
Keisha.
But she's kind of black.
And actually, that's Kesha.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm talking about Allison's friend, Keisha.
Is she black?
No.
Does she act black?
What about Chantel? I don't
know. Huh?
Chantel?
Okay, I'm done.
Chantel. There we go. Chantel.
How about Shaniqua?
I'm talking like Jerome and Jamal.
Jerome.
Two examples.
Dominic.
I know a Dominic.
Is he black?
But Dominic,
he's a black guy.
Dominic's not really black.
The way he spells it, it is. It's got a Q in it.
Wait, are you saying
it's got a Q in it?
Are you saying black people can spell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just differently.
Just differently.
Yeah, they use pencils.
They sound it out.
Yeah, and they use pencils.
Or pens.
So what'd you guys do over break?
Bought an Xbox.
Quit my game. Quit my game. Quit my job.
Quit my game.
Yeah.
You guys are more impressive than me.
What did you do over break?
I played video game.
I made money.
I lost money.
I'm about the same.
I wonder what's happening to my 401k now. What happens to that?
The one that you had?
You can get it back.
You should be able... It's in your own account.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
It's your account.
You could dig into it and like...
Yeah.
Sweet.
If you wanted.
You can transfer it to a different... Like, into a savings account and just get rid of your 401k. Like, cash it out.
But there's a penalty. There's a penalty, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the penalty is worth it,
unless it's during time of hardship.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I do know that rule.
Awesome.
So this is a time of hardship.
Unless... Well, not right yet. Not yet.
No, because he quit his job, not... Lost his job. It's different.
Yeah.
Just wait till you drain your bank account, and then you can do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, but as it sits right now, I'm sitting very poorly for my retirement.
I don't even.
Me too.
Really?
I don't even have a retirement.
I've been working full time for the last 3 years, and I don't have a retirement.
When I get to retirement, I'm just gonna die.
No, I don't have a retirement or anything.
Well, which reminds me, what should I spend my unreimbursed medical on? I got $300.
Which
rent?
I can't. That's not medical.
Oh, it has to be medical?
Yeah, unreimbursed medical. It has to be some kind of medical. I'm not quite sure if...
A medical device?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting my eyes checked, but I've already got glasses. What do I need my eyes checked for?
Have you been to the dentist lately?
There's a different, separate dental plan.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right? What do I do?
I don't know.
Get sick.
Video games.
Flu.
I got the flu shot.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the flu. People are dying. Okay, we're done.
My dad got really sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Like flu?
Yeah, like he was puking and sick for a week.
Well, he's better now.
Yeah, he's better now.
He's not dead.
Well, we are in a pandemic for that right now. It was on the news.
A pandemic or...
A pandemic, because epidemic is everything.
Is everything everywhere?
Or because it's...
epidemic.
Epi is the prefix, right? Epi?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not that smart, so...
And dem is like derm, which is skin... So it's the
epidermic.
There we go. See,
epidermic needles.
Epidermic.
It's an like... epidermic flu. <It's>...
I think it's swine flu.
I do not think that's right.
Mad cow disease.
Could
in humans.
You imagine an epidermic flu where your skin throws up? Wait, that's called sweating.
It's called sweating.
No, that's your skin's dry heaving. There's nothing coming out.
That would just be called the shakes. Like what horses do when they have a fly in them, how they like shake. I wish I could do that.
You wish you could shake.
People can do that.
Yeah, just like specific parts of my skin.
Just your skin. Just like there's a muscle natural. Like, just a skin. It's like. It'd be so creepy.
Right?
Just
like, someone touches you, you just like shake that part of your skin.
Like God.
Back off, bear. I'd freak them out, especially if they didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. That's what all of my superpower to be.
Right? I don't even know what that'd be called, but like shaking? Skin muscles? I don't know.
That'd be a really horrible superpower. I'll save you.
I'll save you. Get off her.
Epidermic man.
Epishakes man.
Epishakes man.
I'm EM.
Dermic shaky.
He was bred by a horse.
He was born of
Mr. Hands.
He was born of woman.
He was born of
but
woman.
Half horse.
So a
centaur.
Centaur.
Yeah.
See,
centaur.
They could probably do it.
It's center. Centaur.
Hey, so whatever. They could shake.
It's a minotaur because of.
So they could shake.
Mice. Yes,
but I didn't see them in any movies do that.
Me neither.
Which really depresses me because that would be a cool close up, like a fly, like.
It flies on his butt, and all of a sudden,
Yeah, and then does this little shit.
No, because that's the horse part. So it
wouldn't, yeah.
It'd have to be from the navel up. So does he have that ability?
From the navel up.
Sorry, belly button.
So wait, do they have the horse's meat?
I'm sure if you cut them up, they would have horse meat, yes. But they would also have human meat, too.
No. Not that meat.
Then what kind of meat are you talking
He's
about?
He's talking about the...
The man the lungs, meat. The,
yeah. So a horse's penis.
Yes.
Or do you prefer a cockle?
What?
That's how you pronounce it in horse.
In horse? Cockle. Horses talk? They have their own language? Cockle? Yes.
Cockle. I want your cockle.
It almost sounded like turkey. Or chicken. Cockle.
Cockle. See, it's all farm language. They all have the same. Anywho.
Yes. So, I know a game.
I finally played Dante's Inferno.
You finally played or finally beat? Or
played
both?
And beat in one day.
And?
He had a lot of time on
his
hands.
Great game. Super creepy because there's zombie babies that have knives for hands.
I got to show you a creepy trailer. Remind me to show you.
So I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, you haven't seen it either.
It's really awkward because you really don't want to kill a zombie baby who's been trapped in limbo. You
kind of do.
No, because it's not their fault. But they're pissed. It's the creepiest part of the whole game, in my opinion.
It's just a game.
It is, but it looks
super
creepy.
We talk about video game violence?
Yeah,
And how it's kind of under fire right now?
And because it's turning our schools into a war zone.
And it's helping me cope with
my
anger issues.
So you think it is turning our schools into...
No. I think it's
parenting.
Yes, but I think it's more parenting and the way kids
really
are brought
is
up
parenting.
These days.
Yeah, you just need to get them outside. Lock them outside and make them play.
One, don't buy the game for your kids.
But,
you can't buy an M-rated game.
But you got to make sure that
they do, though.
If you do lock them outside,
parents do.
To let them play.
Parents are the ones that buy this stuff for their kids so that the way the kids are entertained.
Yeah, there's a reason there's a rating system.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just like with movies.
It should be enforced.
Stop playing with my cord because you're making me not be able to hear it.
I think that should be enforced.
So here's the thing.
It is enforced.
Here's the thing. The ESRB,
but the parents are buying the games for their children.
But that's what the rating system is for. The rating system just says the material in this game is teen rated. This material in this game is M rated.
But it's
it's there to tell the parents saying that this game that you are about to buy for yourself or for your children is for this age group.
You probably shouldn't, but it's your fault.
If you buy it for your kid,
but that's
what's in this game.
And that's why it's making the kids the way they are today is because parents are buying these games for their kids.
Okay, so you are saying that video games are making kids violent.
No, the parents are. Because the parents are letting them.
The parents are pushovers. They're not being parents.
Yes.
So, but you would say that by playing violent games, people become violent then?
No, I'm not violent! Certain people, yes, because
I'm sorry.
We were brought up that you don't go out and just shoot somebody. They don't come back, right?
I don't think you're brought up that way. I think it's kind of a universal...
Well, some kids...
Acceptance.
Some kids, that's all they have is video games. They don't really have parents.
Yo.
Okay, so they think they can go out and shoot somebody. Oh, yeah, they're going to come back, just like in the video games.
Nope, I don't think that.
Well, some kids, I'm sure, do.
Which is really sad and depressing, because the parents just need to take more responsibility for kids.
I will say it is parents. I do not personally think video games
it's not
make
the video...
people violent, but I will say some video games and movies make us more...
In the mindset.
Numb, yeah.
More numb to the violence.
To
it's
the violence, because,
day.
You know,
it's...
you watch, you know, I mean, there's still some video or some movies where they come out with just blood and gory.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to turn around and you're like, oh, God, that's gross.
Yeah.
But if you watched enough of it...
So here's the great example is that, in ancient Rome, they had the gladiatorial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They did that not because it was fun, which it was to watch, but it was so that everyone in the culture would be used to the gore and the violence. And that's kind of what's coming back, is this is our gladiators. It's getting us used to this stuff so that when our kids do get drafted, because... Or when they join the army, or when they see violent stuff, they don't get shocked. I think it's the parents' fault. I think the ESRB is doing a great job.
Yep.
I think that it's phenomenal that the stores are doing
the job. Yes, the ID and everything, you know.
But do you think they should be checking for teens somehow?
So here's the problem, is that because the ESRB is not a government-sanctioned thing.
Yep.
It is from the video gamers community.
Yep,
it's a private industry. And because if the government steps in, then it's going to be a whole new issue. Because then if you buy a game and you're underage, but it'll be a penalty of law.
But doesn't the government say that you have to ID for an M-rated game?
Nope. Yes. Nope.
No. They just do it automatically, don't they?
No. Nope.
The gaming community does that.
It's just like with the movies. There's no law against it.
But they ID you to get into an R-rated movie if you don't look like you're of age.
17.
Yeah, but what's the penalty for not doing it?
For not what?
Because if it's a government penalty, that means you have to pay
alcohol.
A fine.
If you sell alcohol to a minor,
because that's a government
that person
law.
Goes to jail. The that's person that sells that alcohol to that minor goes to jail.
Yep. Yeah.
Should that be the same for video games and movies?
No. I think that they're doing it the right way.
No. I
think it should be up to the parents and it should be up to the person.
Right.
No, but okay, so the parents can go in and buy.
Yes,
I'm
I think the parents
the
can go
parents
in and buy.
The parents can go
it,
in and buy a game for their kids. If that's the parent that wants to do that, that's their parenting decision.
But yep. If something happens
but
due
I'm
to
saying
that, I think the parents should be held responsible.
If a 16-year-old goes in and wants to buy an M-rated game, which you have to be 17 or older for.
Yep. Should not
and,
be allowed.
And the store does sell them.
The
could,
store should be liable.
Could that person, the clerk, because that's who would be arrested if that clerk sold alcohol to him, should that clerk be arrested and charged with whatever it is?
I think if the kid does something.
I don't think so, because it's not a government law. I do think that...
But do you think they should make it a government law?
There's too many. There's too many factors to go into it.
No, I don't.
Because it's a video game. That's what everybody say. Oh, it's just a video game.
Yeah, so but people nothing... right now are saying that it's video games that are making us more violent.
They said TV shows 10 years ago, too. I mean...
Well, they're saying that, you know...
Movies.
And
rap.
You know, back in the 50s when they said damn in a movie or in a TV show, that was... Holy crap.
Yeah.
That was like...
You don't say damn.
That was like the F-bomb getting thrown around left and right.
You don't
right
show
nowadays.
A... They didn't even show a video shot of a toilet... Until like 1960 something, and everyone got up in
the movie
in arms when they showed a toilet in a movie.
A turd.
The movie.
No, it was just a toilet.
The movie MASH was the first movie to use the word fuck.
Yeah, I mean it's stuff like that though. That
was in the 70s.
You know, but now you look at today.
F bombs thrown left and right.
That's basically the only word that still gets kind of bleeped on most networks and on the radio, but.
Yeah.
You know,
four-letter words are becoming more popular in our vocabulary.
But violent stuff like that is becoming more the norm. You know,
I think it's because of all the war and stuff
that's
been going on.
If you look at a PG-13 movie, you know, even just 10 years ago versus today.
It's like, okay, the PG-13, you know, back then is like the Disney Channel.
Kind of, it is,
though. I wouldn't say to that extreme.
It's pretty close to that, though.
But PG-13 is different, yes.
PG-13 these days is like rated R 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
I will say that, yeah.
Is that we've let things slide.
Because of how gory and everything
but
is getting.
But do we
though.
Continue to let those things slide? I mean, we have to adapt as a...
Culture?
As a culture and society. But at the same time...
But I think there are things that people can do to stop a lot of, like, the new shootings and stuff that's going on or any, you know...
Yeah. What about gun laws in general?
I'm not touching that subject.
I don't want to touch that subject either because I will...
Do you think there's room for any type of reform? That there should be, you know...
I think there should be...
A limit on how big your clip size could be.
No.
You know, do you think people should be able to have a 100-round clip?
No. What do you need a 100-round clip for?
Well, that's the question, though.
Hunting.
You're going to go...
right.
I don't want to have to reload it after every time I shoot.
You don't. Like
when I go deer hunting, I
have 5 rounds I can have in
but
my
if you,
gun.
If you go duck hunting...
Three
you know,
rounds.
You can only have 3 rounds in your shotgun, right?
Yeah. Legal.
You have to have a plug-in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuff like that. I mean... Should if
so
you want to own a 100,
it's all because
like
of
a 100-round clip. Should that
that's
have
like
to
a
be
home,
like
a home defense gun? You can have 9 rounds in your.
And it's
I mean, it's
gun.
Stuff like that though.
It's a problem with patience because we expect everything to be instant too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, especially with the internet and our smartphones, everything that we ever want is at the touch of our fingertips. And if we can't get it in a quarter of a second, God forbid, it takes 3 seconds to load a web page.
Yep.
You know, it's because I was at my grandma's. And I was waiting for a web page to load, and it took 5 whole seconds. And I'm like, why is it taking so long? It's like, this is really fast. I'm like, wow, I just realized how much of a shithead douchebag I am.
Right?
You are a shitface douchehead, whatever you said.
But I mean, 10 years ago when we had dial-up for internet.
Yeah, oh, I hated dial-up so much.
But back then, that was the coolest shit.
Yes, it
was. Yeah, because you got to hear the phone.
Yeah, you were just, it was cool that you could pull up, you know, Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger, and talk to your friends.
Oh, yeah, and you were on Instant Messenger and shit. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Cody.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to my friends. I'm going to type up a message and instantly get a message back.
Yeah, when you could call them and have the whole conversation done within 5 minutes. It took you a whole, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
But that was the cool shit back then. Mm-hmm. And even though it took like 5 minutes for a web page to go up,
you could do shitty ass smiley faces on there.
And that's when they had simple plain text websites, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Does anybody still use MSN Messenger?
No, I just got an email from
Microsoft
saying that they bought, I think, Skype.
And Microsoft bought Skype?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is because now it says that everything is now done through Skype. I got an actual email that said...
Wow, that's big.
You read your emails through Skype.
My dad.
It was just like a, no more MSN Messenger, it's now Skype. And I was like, oh, okay. And I read like the first...
And so this is just hearsay from...
paragraph. And I was like, okay, cool.
From my dad. And my dad isn't exactly techie. But he heard that... Facebook might be doing stuff with a search engine. They might be trying to make a search engine.
I could see that.
So can I. That's why it's like, that's really plausible. And that would really shut out Bing really fast.
I don't see any search engine being able to take over Google. Google's already got...
But if you're number two, that's still amazing.
Well, yeah.
But, I don't know.
'Cause, you know,
a lot of people still use Yahoo, though. Not very often, but I see
yeah, people
some
still
people.
Use Yahoo and
I use Yahoo.
AOL.
I have Yahoo.
But I mean,
email.
You know, because if they were to do that, they could just not allow Bing to use the social aspect of Bing with Facebook. Because if Facebook had its own search engine, of course it would be social, just like Bing. And if you're already on Facebook, why would you go to Bing to search for something if you just search it through Facebook?
It would be cool to be able to go up to the search bar when you're on Facebook and just search something.
Yeah, and because I'm looking at it through business things, like they'd be cutting out half their competition.
Yeah.
I mean, where else? They have a community site, which is half the world about. Give or
yeah,
take,
that's pretty
half
huge.
Of the technological world.
Yeah.
If they also had a search engine, that would cover another quarter of the world. So they would have 75% of the global computer community.
They gotta have a shitload of servers.
It's Facebook.
But I mean, you know,
I know, but
it's like to be
you
amazing.
Know what?
I haven't even seen that are uploaded to Facebook each day by each member. Just think of how much space, every picture ever taken everywhere. Space needs to be.
You know, I haven't even seen the movie Social Network yet.
Really?
It's okay.
It was all right.
I heard it. I heard
it's just kind of cool to know
see how they made it.
How it kind of came about.
Yeah.
But what I got from the movie is that Mark's a real douchebag.
Mark.
Zuckerberg. Maker of Facebook.
Oh.
Which I don't know if he likes that or not. But to me, he came off as kind of like
a hipster douchebag.
In the movie?
Yeah.
But is he in real life?
I don't know.
He is.
Probably.
I hope he's listening.
He's a lot like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. He's really smart, but he's not very sociable. He doesn't understand
social
interactions.
Okay, so his social skills are
minimal.
He's too intelligent.
Best. Yeah.
To come down to people's level. It's kind of like my uncle. I hope he's
not really come
to
down
this.
Just to understand how
emotions and stuff. He doesn't
how a relationship should work.
If it's not efficient, it doesn't make sense. So he annihilates it. Anyway, so video games.
I played four video games over break.
Sweet.
I started and completed both Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that the story has evolved into holy shit. And by holy
what
shit,
did it start
I
out
mean,
at?
Awesome.
Holy poop, and now it's holy shit.
It blows my mind.
Through his mind.
And the cool thing is the way that the series has been set up is they could continue this forever.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. I was reading something where some of the developers that work on Assassin's Creed 3, they're like, we could go all the way to Assassin's Creed 27 if we want. Because they can go back in time, forward in time.
Yeah.
Because of how the story is set up and how the technology that's used in the storyline, it allows them to do that. And that's what's so cool is because...
It's a hack and slash, ain't it?
No, not even close.
It's kind of its own...
It's a free roam...
It's like...
So it's
Grand Theft Auto.
It's a sandbox game.
Yeah.
It's a sandbox game
for
sure.
It's very sandbox.
Because it's very open world.
I like to watch you play it, but I don't think I can play it.
It's almost RPG?
You'd like it. Yeah,
it's almost?
I would like to see more, though, of that. I would like to see more RPG, more
customization.
Yeah, more role-playing, more social interaction with
the
people.
Where you have to make the decisions, too?
Yeah, where a decision you make would change something else. Where, like, if you actually failed on an assassination, it actually alters
history.
History, somehow.
Instead of
and then you have to correct it.
Yeah.
To make it
exactly
back.
That would be fine even if there was like some little side mission and then you correct it and it's back onto the same storyline. Just to have that, if you do fail, you gotta do more work or less work, you know.
Yeah,
depending upon exactly.
I can't wait till they get to the Civil War.
This one was pretty cool.
You know, because that's revolutionary, right?
Yep.
I can't wait till they get to Civil War because there's gonna be something with Abraham Lincoln.
More than likely.
You know, because it's like...
But the thing I liked about three is I'm...
You kill John Wilkes Booth before he gets Lincoln.
No, because that would alter history. So you'd have to attempt...
Maybe you are John Wilkes Booth, or maybe you assassinate Lincoln and frame John Wilkes Booth.
That'd be sweet.
Because there's kind of stuff like that happens in Assassin's Creed 3. I'm not going to... spoil anything
where it's actually history in the game.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it so much because I'm a huge history buff and I love American history. And so when you're playing Assassin's Creed 3, you get to meet, you know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
Who did they get to play, those guys, all
the founding fathers. And it was just cool because you got to be in all these locations, you know, Philadelphia and Boston and Massachusetts and, you know, You know what I mean?
Boston is in Massachusetts.
It's a state. I got it.
Well, at the time, it was only a colony.
Yeah.
Massachusetts or Boston? Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, because there's like the frontier. So
did you see
like
the front? Did you see the Boston Tea Party?
Back. What? Because you play like a part Indian, part... Not Indian.
So you play a guy from India.
No.
So you play a Native American.
Kinda.
You play a casino driven man.
Because what happens?
A white Native American.
The guy you're playing
is an assassin.
Because you start out playing.
Yeah, is he?
What?
He's an assassin.
I don't want to ruin this for you guys because there's a huge plot twist in the middle of it.
What? It's called Assassin's Creed.
He's an assassin.
There's two factions. There's the assassins, and there's the Templars.
The Britons.
No, the Templars.
Oh.
Well, where are the Britons?
Yeah, America and the Britons. Two factions.
But then there's you got the Americas and the Britons.
So there's four factions.
The British.
So there's four people fighting over America.
But there's no real in.
We're trying to confuse him. It's not
inner twingling.
So some of the Americans are Templars.
Yes, but some of the British are Templars.
Okay, so that's an interwoven quadruple.
Yeah, exactly.
Web of
because as an assassin, you kill both
Templars and assassins.
No,
you kill everybody.
As an assassin, you kill both Templars, Britons, and Americans.
Templars, Britons, you kill both Templars, Britons, and Americans.
Yes.
All three.
Because Templars can be both.
Both means
Americans
two.
And
no,
British.
Both
what
means
about
two.
The Native Americans?
Yeah, where are they coming to play?
Aren't some of those Templars? Or
no.
Are they just neutral that you also kill
to get
their
neutral.
Ears so you get money?
No, because you are part Indian, so you're trying to kind of protect your people in a few parts. Because
but you assassinate your own
people. At the beginning of the game, you come over on a ship as... This one guy, I'm not going to say.
As a guy and then...
John Smith.
As
Pocahontas.
As a British. Pocahontas. Well, basically. He comes across.
Pocahontas.
He meets an Indian woman.
Pocahontas.
Baby.
And they shag.
They shag. And then you're the pros. The
son.
Yeah.
So was he an assassin?
Yeah, he becomes an assassin.
No, not the son. The father.
I can't tell you.
Well, of course he has to be because George otherwise Washington. He wouldn't have been.
He becomes George Washington.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the plot
Ooh,
twist.
The father's a George Washington?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
George. We just
the father's guy... George Washington.
No,
okay.
No.
That's a spoiler because I don't want to know. Yes, it is because
okay.
I don't want to know.
Okay, it is a spoiler.
Okay.
Yep, it's George Washington.
Okay.
Anyways, but Jordan so yeah,
Washington
I played.
Has a
I played those
American assassins.
So which ones? So can I play Assassin's Creed today then?
What?
Yeah, you can play Assassin's Creed Brotherhood because I'm borrowing 3.
Well, I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Well, then you gotta get
Assassin's Creed 1.
All right, so I'm gonna start that.
Which
today.
Is
part one.
I'm sorry.
It's long and boring.
Yeah, it's really repetitive. Really repetitive.
But you gotta start from the beginning, right?
And boring.
Well, that's
you could
just
watch
very...
all the cutscenes.
That's the very first. Actually, if you play Brotherhood, it kind of goes back and touches on everything.
Oh, okay, so then I'll play that one.
Or not Brotherhood, I mean Revolution.
So which one?
Revelations?
Yeah.
So
whatever I say.
So which one am I going to play?
So does the sun revolve around the moon, or does the sun revolve around the earth?
At that time, yes.
At that time, yes. They were halfway in between.
Okay.
But then for Christmas, I also got Hitman Absolution.
Yeah, how's that?
I haven't played it yet.
Hey, there's a new Tomb Raider game coming out.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it looks phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I heard.
Yeah, I watched some of the cutscenes. Holy fuck.
I heard depending on how sales go for that, they'll make a movie.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
It's
And she doesn't look like Angelina Jolie.
She doesn't have torpedo boobies?
No, that's good.
It's good. She doesn't have the big fat lips anymore.
Correct.
And torpedo boobies?
No, but she does have nice shape.
I did also pick up Black Ops 2, Albert.
How's that?
It's good. I like it.
Okay, I like it, but, I mean...
What don't you like?
What don't I like about it?
Yep. It's not enough like Modern Warfare 3.
Yes.
In what ways?
Called it.
How... Okay.
He dies too much.
Yeah, he just sucks at it.
Actually, no, I really don't die...
Can I tell you what I like about it?
Yeah, you can tell.
It's not really the game, it's more just the...
The weapons?
No, it's not the weapons either.
The camaraderie between the friends online?
Nope. It's the not
it's
the game.
Box. He likes the...
No, it's the case.
I don't know what this would be part of. It's one of the modes, the game modes.
League?
The league play. I love league play.
I think they need to put hardcore into league play.
Because that is awesome to me. Because you play five games first.
Hey, okay. I've played 5 games, but I haven't been ranked yet.
And then you get ranked.
I haven't been ranked yet.
Based on how well you do.
Hey, why haven't I been ranked yet?
So it's like in Halo Reach. Then.
Yeah. Like what I think they need to bring back to Halo 4, which they haven't yet.
Is League?
The ranked stuff. Okay.
The ranked stuff, where you actually play people that are ranked close to you. Because, yeah, like in Halo.
I haven't been ranked yet, by the way.
Well, play 5 matches.
I already have. I played
play
like.
Obviously
more.
You haven't then.
No, I have. It says I have. It says you're waiting to be ranked.
Well, then you're waiting to be ranked.
Why the fuck can't they rank me right away?
Because it has to connect to the server and stuff.
Dude, I'm hungry. Let's go get some Burger King.
Burger King?
Yeah.
Hardee's would be
we
amazing,
can't...
but there's none of those around.
Yeah,
right?
Sleepy Eye.
Sleepy Eye, yeah.
Ooh, I smell a road trip.
So. What else should we talk about quick?
I think King? We should talk about Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity?
That's a great game. Oh, by the way, Microsoft has this new thing called Illumaroom.
Yes.
It's the 252nd Pokemon. Just to let everybody know.
You should check it out.
Go, Illumaroom! His special power is to illuminate the room.
How about NVIDIA's Project Shield? At
Project
CS.
Shield.
I think it looks good, but I agree with the guy that was talking about
it. CS 2013.
Yeah, Project Shield, I don't think Spider-Man will enjoy that very much.
Do you think it'll go anywhere?
No, not really.
No, because Wolverine will just hack it all to pieces. Come on, really? You call something S.H.I.E.L.D. and you don't expect me to make Marvel jokes? Really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well, there you go. Nick Fury might be okay with it, though.
Yeah.
No one else got that okay.
Nope.
Anyway.
I'm sure our listeners are laughing.
I'm sure they are, because Nick Fury is the guy who's in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm guessing that's more of their project name, hence why it's called Project S.H.I.E.L.D.
Anyway. So it's a great concept, but I don't think it'll take off as much as they want it to.
Kind of like the PS Vita or whatever.
Yeah, the PSP Vita.
That everyone kind of forgot about and wish went away.
Yep, and it's just like, basically it's a more adult version of a PSP Vita or a
DS.
Nintendo DS, and it's just not going to catch on very much. It's got a niche that it could hit.
The capability that you could, that you can stream it with your home computer. So if you have like Borderlands 2 or Battlefield 3 for your PC, you can stream it to this device and then play from there.
Yeah, that's...
So that could be cool for
your
PC gamers.
It's got a definite spot that it could fit, but if they don't get the price right, like the guy was saying, it's not going to take off at all.
If they don't get the price down below, I'd say $200.
And let's play The Price is Right.
I just don't think it's going to be able to fill that. I think there's already too much in that hole, in the niche, for it to fill. It's too big to fit into that spot.
Oh, okay. So this is kind of funny. I liked it. So part of Obama's administration.
Am I reading that right?
Yep. Hold on. Just wait for it. Just wait for it. So Obama's administration put up a website called We the People. Basically, it's a petition website where you can come up with a petition and then send it out for people to sign. And if enough get, you know, if you get enough people to back your petition,
yep,
then the government will actually take a kind of serious look at it.
Okay. I've got something else. I'll try to remember about something similar.
So some people put up a petition that's gained enough traction that someone from the government actually responded. And the petition was to secure resources and funding to begin construction of a Death Star by 2016. And it actually got 35,000 signatures by the time that I'm reading this story.
So it got a tenth of the Star Wars population.
Probably.
A tenth of the Star Wars followers.
And so then...
and two Trekkies.
But the funny thing is this Paul Shawcross, he's the chief of science and space branch at the White House office.
Yeah.
He actually responded to it. And the title of his response was, "This isn't the petition response you're looking for."
Oh, that's great.
I don't think Al got it.
That's great.
But he estimated that a Death Star would cost around $850 quadrillion, or some 53,000 times more than the current national debt of the United States.
Is that all?
Is that all?
Well, compared to our debt, I suppose that's not a very big number.
Yeah. additionally, he says the administration does not support blowing up planets. And why would we spend countless taxpayer dollars on a Death Star that has a fundamental flaw that can be exploited by a one-manned starship?
That's great.
Right?
Oh, man. So I was talking to a guy. He brought something up to me that I thought is awesome. You can go ahead and finish your thing, though, first.
No, that's about it.
Okay.
That was the joke for the day.
That's the funny story.
He said by 2015 or 2020, we'll start going to be having manned missions to Mars.
I'm excited for that.
And here's the kicker. There's somewhere, I think, something with NASA that you can sign up to be considered to be a colonist on Mars.
That sound...
Of course... You can sign up, but you might not get accepted, but you can sign up and anyone can apply.
It sounds like Total Recall.
Yeah, it sounds like all those creepy movies, like where they send all these colonists to go off. Like, you can sign up and join.
From the way it sounds, they're probably going to send like a couple hundred people.
And people just, like, anarchy starts because people get pissed.
To build stuff. And it's... Because from what I understand, they're going to be expecting...
Fuck yeah, as a civil engineer, you're going to need infrastructure, bitches.
Yeah, but your engineers fuck everything up.
They're going to need thousands upon thousands
bridges.
Of applications, and then
yeah,
they're going to
cross them every day.
Luckily.
So basically, they're going to get someone... They're going to get one person, and then they're going to get the exact same and opposite of the other person. So basically, they're going to pair you up with, like, a sexual partner. Because it's a three-month trip.
Ooh.
So they're going to pair you up with someone that you will... enjoy being around.
So in other words, gays aren't allowed to go.
No.
Nobody said that.
You and Nick can go.
But it's just... But everyone has to match qualifications. because there, you know, because he was talking about that, and I said, well, there's no way that you'll make it then. He said, why not? Well, because you have heart palpitations that wouldn't let you into the armed forces, so how are they going to let you go to Mars?
You're obviously going to have to be, like, uber healthy.
You're going to have to be healthy, you're going to have to be fit, you're going to have to be young.
Yep, I can't.
Very dedicated.
I'm fat.
They probably think we are obese. Jesse would be able to go.
They're probably just going to send a bunch of Asians who aren't good at math.
so they'll find
I'm glad we got all of those.
Two? Maybe three. And one of them doesn't count because he has Downs.
I never see or hear of, like, retarded Asians. Why is that?
Because if they are, they're dead right away.
They do just the humane thing and they put them down.
Honestly, though, have you seen, like, an autistic Asian?
Obviously.
Aren't they all autistic? They're really good at math.
Obviously, there's less inbreeding in Asia than there was in
Europe. You'd
think
there'd be a lot because there's a shit ton of them.
Well, that's how there's your sixth cousin lives next door.
Really?
Yeah. We're related by 16 different people. It's not because I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass right now.
But I'm just saying that you brought up a point and I was just going to be like,
you know, because there's so many of them that
retarded. I'm not trying to make fun of people who have Down syndrome. But I'm just saying
I am.
I haven't seen.
No, I'm not.
A retarded or a mentally handicapped Asian. And now I'm probably going to Google it, and something bad will come up.
Yeah, more than likely.
And
yeah.
I'll regret.
So, Cards Against Humanity.
It's a great game.
Yeah, apples you guys should check it out.
On steroids or
if you
beer.
Like dirty, naughty.
Fun.
Sexual games. No sex, but it's sexually.
Yes, sexual innuendos. Or
there
whatever.
You go, innuendos. Yeah. That's what I was yeah. looking for.
Yes, it
innuendos.
Is a,
that's a good word
it is a
for
very,
now.
Very good party game. For 18
we're
and older.
We're doing a plug for them.
Innuendo, that's got four syllables. That's two more than Al normally uses.
Isn't that three?
Check, just go ahead
innuendo.
And Google Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
You can pick up their game online, or Amazon carries it too.
Yes.
But you can also do what we did. They have it free online. It's a PDF download. And just send it to your local print shop, print it up, and have some fun with it. It's a fun game.
It's fun.
Another really fun thing to do would be to go to Next Frontier Entertainment, click on that donate tab, and donate some money.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Yes, and we will have better quality for you guys if you do.
Yeah, we're just lacking funds.
We're just lacking funds.
Yes, you know, we work hard.
Donate $10,000, and we'll donate 10 more times.
Actually, don't we want to stay under 10,000?
We'll match your funds.
Don't say that.
He will. I won't.
I will.
Yes.
I'll match their funds.
I hope somebody drops in a million.
For every dollar that someone sends in, I will match it with a dollar.
And a half.
A dollar's worth of entertainment.
Yes.
I get it.
Because I've been doing this for free far too long, damn it.
Like you don't have anything else.
All right,
to do.
So
because I don't enjoy this at all.
No, it's business.
Yeah. So check us out at Facebook.com/
Frontier Entertainment. /
or is it / What is the slashes?
It's that one.
I never understand the slash. So make one of the slashes. If that one doesn't work, make the other slash.
Yeah.
Or just go into Facebook and in that search bar type Next Frontier Entertainment.
Yes, that works.
Yes, and you will see us, you'll see Cody, Alan, and Jesse.
Yes.
Yes.
And Stephen Hawking. / Jesse.
Just get him as a...
They love that...
I can do
impersonations, apparently.
You can.
Apparently. Because people love my computer voice.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Do they actually think it's Stephen Hawking?
They think it's the computer-simulated voice, so yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's all we got for you guys today.
Whenever you're listening.
Yeah, write in if you want us to talk about something specific or, you know, whatever.
You know, for next week, we should probably try and actually get the top 10 Halo maps.
Yeah, we will have that for next week. Top 10 Halo maps of all time. Or the next podcast that we release.
Well, it should be by next week.
Beaver Creek.
That's probably going to make the top 10.
More than likely.
That's my top.
All right,
so this was a Three Broke Gamers podcast. Keep listening.
See you guys.
Bye.